Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wallbridge, Ohio. Today's homily was given by Father Anthony Brito, Associate Pastor of St. Jerome, on the third Sunday of Advent. Now here is Father Anthony.
Sisters and brothers in Christ, Christmas is coming. Soon we'll be singing jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Yes. Today, see the priest. Very decorative, like many of the women. You hardly see a priest being dressed in pink. Today you see a priest dressed in pink. Pink is a symbol of what? Pink is a symbol of one answer. Too many answers, not correct. Pink is a symbol of, I'm asking women. Women, tell me. Pink is a symbol of joy. When women are in good mood, they wear pink. It's a symbol of joy. Today we are called to celebrate this third Sunday of Advent, a Sunday of joy. We should all be very happy. Joy means three things: Jesus, others, and you. In our life, keep Jesus always first. Keep others second. Keep yourself always third. You'll be always full of joy. What a wonderful way joy is being expressed. We always keep Jesus our Lord first in life. When Jesus is first, there is nothing more to compete with. When you keep the second place, other people, father, mother, brother, sister, and all brothers and sisters, they hold the second place. What place do you hold? What is your place? Always third. Take the humble third, you will always find joy. Always keep in your life God first. People second, and you will be humble third. Life will be full of joy. Today we are here to celebrate that wonderful joy that Lord is going to give to us by the birth of His Son. Mother Mary is going to deliver a child. We celebrated her Immaculate Conception, that Mother Mary was born without original sin. It is so right, so true, that person born without Immaculate Conception, a person was born without sin, is truly worthy to be the mother of our Savior. In our life, we celebrate Lent, Advent. Lent and Advent always tells us about desert. Desert always reminds us about loneliness. Desert always reminds us about living with basic things. Moses went to the desert and he lived 40 days. Basic things. At times, fasting, not feasting. We have Bible quotations that always tell us about the desert experience. God invites us during the Lenten season to be living in the desert of our life. Desert is basic, living with basic things. But when the desert is full of water, what happens? Everything is blooming. Everything is growing. Everything is so joyful. The Lord reminds us there are four types of sufferings. Sufferings come into the world through sickness, blindness, deafness. The Lord heals people with sickness. In the gospel, we hear two blind men shouting at the top of the voice, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us." They were blind people. They were not able to see. Thank God you are able to see. Thank God I have glasses. I'm a bit blind, but I'm able to see. God invites all of us to see. If we can't see each other, what would be life? What would be life? We are not able to enjoy the marvels of the creation. Flowers, sunlight, moonlight, Christmas decorations that we do every year, full of lights, full of all the images that you see in the crib. God invited everyone to see the marvel of his creation. "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." They were crying. They were pleading Jesus. What did Jesus do? "What do you want? I want to see. Let it be done to you." The blind people were able to see. On the cross, there were two other people who were hung beside them. They were called as good thieves. There are thieves who are good. One was a good man. He said to Jesus, "Sorry for the times we have failed to do good things." He was asking pardon. There was another man who was cursing Jesus. Even as a thief, he was a real thief. The good thief stole Jesus' heart. He stole the heart of Jesus. He told him, "I want to enter the heaven." What did Jesus tell him? "Today you will be with me in paradise." No, he must be the very quick convert. He said the word, "Can I have the privilege of being in heaven?" Jesus told him immediately, "It will be granted to you. You shall meet me in the paradise." Jesus had friends, Martha and Maria. They must be very good chefs. They must be cooking very well. Jesus always went to their house to eat. One day, Lazarus passed away. And Martha and Maria were weeping for the loss of their brother. What Jesus do? Did he leave the dead man to be like that? Jesus raised up Lazarus. He gave him life back. At times it is better to make good chef to Jesus. See, Martha and Maria just told him he's dead. And what did Jesus do? He went to the grave and cried. Jesus is always a human being. He always feels the loss of the brother of Martha and Maria. The Lord gives life to the people who are dead. The Lord brings all good news. During the season of Advent, during the season of Lent, we are called to wait. John the Baptist sends messengers to Jesus, asking, are you the one we have to wait, or somebody else? Jesus sends, the blind see, the deaf hear, go and tell John he is seeing the right person. The Lord sends to everyone the good news. The blind see and the deaf hear and the dead come to life. Today is actually a great day for us because Lord gives good news to everyone. The Lord gives the dead new life. As we are approaching closer to the celebration of Christmas, the Lord wants us to be joyful, to be happy that our life will always be aligned. J-O-Y. Jesus, others, and you. Let your life be filled with joy. Let the season of Christmas be a season of joy and peace to you. Amen.